This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got Discord. Discord on air call-in line room is open and available to you over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Coming up, we're going to talk about human sacrifice and video game rape. But first, it's Julian in Indiana listening online via YouTube. Go ahead, Julian.
Hey, I want to know how everyone in that room feels about the recent trends that cops have been going on in communities and among minorities. Like today, recently, there was a cop that pulled a gun on children. How do you feel about that?
Okay, you're a little bit muffled. I'm not sure exactly what the question was. Can you re-ask it and maybe slow down a little bit?
All right.
Hello? Okay. Could anyone make, he just hung up. Could anyone make anything out as far as what that question was?
Cops, something about a cop, children, minorities.
Pulling a gun on children?
Yeah, about cops.
You have opinions on police, Melanie.
Yeah, so I'm anti-police. I'm even more anti them randomly shooting at children.
Right.
Of any race. I don't know why that was, like, supposed to be, like, a difficult question for us.
I don't know if it was supposed to be difficult. Maybe he was honestly just curious. Maybe he's a new listener of the program, and we always get new people through the radio, through, he said he was watching on YouTube. We got people on Twitch, twitch.lrn.fm is our Twitch channel. We're critics of the police here on Free Talk Live in general. Melanie, you're probably the most.
Critic doesn't mean a hater.
Well, Melanie is a hater.
I am a hater of police and anybody else who commits aggression for 40 plus hours a week every week.
I say I'll take libertarians on a police force any day over non-libertarians. So, and it was law enforcement officers that taught me the ideas of liberty originally.
Right, and I'd take the flu over HIV. That doesn't mean it's not a virus and is bad and should be killed.
Well, there's supposedly a Free Stater cop that got put on the job in a town nearby to here. I don't know if I'm privy to say which town. But apparently that guy hassled somebody's kid over not wearing a helmet while they were on their bicycle. So much for your libertarian cop.
Yeah, there's no such thing. Even if you could somehow manage to go through your career without enforcing a single victimless crime, which I find a completely absurd allegation, you're still committing assault every time you put on the uniform and step into where anyone can see you. I've been held to that caveat before. So, yes, if you stand in your closet by yourself in a cop uniform, you're not violating that. The second you walk
into... The non-aggression principle?
Right. The second you walk into where other people can see you wearing... If you walk into public wearing a cop uniform, you're committing assault.
How is that assault?
Because you're communicating to everyone else that you are willing to enforce laws. That is how you communicate that.
But that's not the same thing as assault. I mean, assault is an actual, like, crime with a victim. Don't you have to wait until the person actually commits an act beyond walking onto the street?
Okay, so we might be using different definitions of assault versus battery.
Okay.
You're committing a threat of violence against everyone else.
Well, you're presuming that there's a threat of violence, and it may be a safe presumption in the case
of... Okay, but they're the ones communicating a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, your interpretation is what we're talking about here. You're saying that they're communicating to you their willingness to use violence against peaceful people. And I think that by and large, you're probably onto something there. However, we have talked to police who do say that they will avoid charging people with...
Avoid does not mean won't do.
Well,
it also still has nothing to do with whether or not wearing a police uniform communicates certain things.
But what if they won't do it? What
I like my philosophy to have a practical basis. And it sounds to me, Melanie, like what you're saying. What should a police officer do once they understand the ideas of liberty?
not be a police officer
anymore. What does that stop? How does that stop violence? Somebody will be hired in their position, correct?
Okay, so just because somebody worse than you is going to...
Bad things will happen if you do something,
will get
you
worse.
Do it.
You said things will get worse if this person leaves their position.
No, I didn't. I said violence wouldn't stop. Of course, violence isn't going to stop.
No, but you were just saying something
winning.
About somebody worse would get in.
Right. If there's five positions in the police force...
Maybe they will be worse. Maybe they'll just be really lazy. We don't really know. But even if they are... So if you're a hitman and you kill 10 people a year and your position in the mafia, and you know if you quit, somebody else is going to come in and maybe they'll kill more people. That does not justify you continuing to be a hitman for the mafia.
That.
And a cop is the enforcement arm of the state. It's one of the most evil things imaginable. No, you don't get to do it under, you know, Walter Block's concentration camp argument.
I'm not familiar with it. But either way, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So what you're saying is...
I'd like to talk about the harassment of somebody wearing a bicycle helmet.
A child of some sort, a young person.
By a free stater.
Supposed free stater.
A libertarian cop.
Well, just because somebody's an FSP member doesn't mean they're anarchist or voluntarist or libertarian of any kind.
No. The Free State Project has a statement that people sign that says they believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty,
and
the
pursuit of happiness. Well, he was protecting life.
I already have your opinion on this subject. I know what it is. The guy should quit his job and stop being a cop. Ian, on the other hand, wouldn't make that statement, so I need to get a statement from him on this one.
On what?
If you're a police officer, a libertarian police officer, and you recommend to a young man on a bicycle that he wear...
Oh, it's not a recommendation. This is a threat.
Why is it a threat when, once you say to do something, but just standing there is not a threat? Whereas if I walked up to a kid and was like, you should wear a helmet, that's not a threat, right?
You're not going to hurt the person.
So doing it is a threat, so you do agree that a uniform conveys some level of threat.
A uniform, no, I'm not agreeing with you there. I'm saying that when the cop says, you do this or else, that's a threat.
Did the cop say, you do this or else? Or
as I understand it, there was a threat of a ticket.
Okay.
Meaning the parents would get a ticket
The parents would get a ticket, but what if the threat was, if it isn't me, or you could get a ticket, or there's a whole
that's
bunch of ways to... Well, it's not always going to be you in the police car when the kid goes by. Ultimately... You need to wear a helmet when you're in a bicycle in a state where it's legal, or you're gonna get a ticket. That's not a cop threatening you. That's them informing you of what's going to occur.
That's called a threat. If that person's going to ticket you, then that's a threat.
No, you're going to get a ticket.
If you're saying the cop is telling this person, hey, I'm not gonna enforce this on you, but there are other agents.
Why would I do that as a cop? Why would I tell you, hey, kid, if you see me, everything will
saying.
Be fine.
Yeah,
but you're going to get a ticket if you continue to roll around like
this. The fair interpretation of someone wearing a uniform of an agency that regularly robs people, walking up to you and saying that you're going to get robbed if you don't do what they say, is that that person is going to rob you. You cannot expect every 7-year-old that drives by on a bicycle to be at the just... asinine
I'm
level
not expecting
of a lawyer.
Them to. I'm only saying, hey, 7-year-old, you're going to get a ticket if you continue to not wear
Well, you wouldn't get a ticket if there's only one cop in town and the cop's a purported libertarian. And
I know
I
where the cop
it,
is.
In this
and
town, there's only one cop.
That is incorrect.
Really?
You are mistaken.
Okay. Well, he's the chief of police. So if he's if he's a chief of police, he can inform his officers, no, you do not write tickets for victimless crimes in this town.
All right.
If
now,
you do,
now
you're
I'm
fired.
A, now I'm a parent in that town, and my kid falls off his bicycle, bangs his head on the side of the curb, and now I'm suing the police department.
You
There's
can't.
No liability.
You can't.
What?
There's no liability.
There's no liability
you, are you telling me I can't
She's
sue
She's an attorney.
Town?
She's telling you that.
I'm telling you you're not going to win, and you're not going to get a settlement.
Will the town...
Where's your standing?
How much will the town have to pay in lawyer's fees... In order to defend against this, $10,000, $20,000.
Not if they have in-house counsel that they're already paying.
No, you're talking about a town in New Hampshire.
They're not going to go out and hire a lawyer to
have
qualified immunity.
Yes, they are.
That's going to get tossed right out. All they got to do is file one motion in court. It's done. All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-453.
There's a law. They didn't enforce it.
They have no obligation to. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. No obligation to protect. Go look it up.
Get fired.
Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. Mark's authoritarian side is showing pretty crystal clear here tonight, arguing that a so-called libertarian police chief should be cracking down on kids riding their bicycles without their helmets on. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. It doesn't get any easier than the Blink Home Security System as far as installing is concerned. In fact, as far as using, it's really a simple system and it's super easy to set up. You unbox it when you get it. You put the batteries into the cameras because they're wireless. And that means you can just pop them up wherever it is you darn well feel like it. Now, obviously, there's a certain range. You know, you can't put it too far, like in another house a long distance away or something like that. But if you've got a home, some normal home, then you should be good to go. So maybe a small office or something like that, because there is a hub. There's a wireless hub that's the only wire in the system that plugs into the wall, so it can be powered. And then the cameras themselves are run off of batteries, so you don't actually have to go through ridiculous setup costs of having some professional install or drilling holes in your walls or all that. It's super easy to do. It really, I don't think it could get any easier. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is how you get 15% off. You can get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys. And again, that extra 15% off by going to BlinkProtect.com/FTL. You set it all up via Wi-Fi enabled device like your smartphone or tablet. And then you'll get notices on your device wherever you happen to be when something happens in front of the cameras at your house or, again, your small office. I think it'd be fine, too. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord on-air call-in line room is discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about the police. There was actually a caller who brought this up. It wasn't a subject we were necessarily going to discuss. In fact, coming up here, Melanie, you're going to be telling us about human sacrifice.
It's kind of like the police.
But was there more that you guys wanted to say on this issue, or should we just move into the human sacrifice?
Which issue are you referring to?
The police.
Ultimately, if you're a libertarian in a government position, you've got to make hard choices. And those hard choices aren't definitely not going to make all libertarians happy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say is keep your chin up. Not everybody's impractical as Ian, and just ignore the haters. You got to do the best job you can do for a given circumstance, and you know that's how it is. Do the look for the greater good. If you're a libertarian police
chief, according to whom?
You. Who else would it be? If you're a libertarian police chief in New Hampshire, your ultimate goal should be to become sheriff of your given town, where you're elected, and then you can.
Of the county.
Given county, and then you can run your department in a fashion that is as close to the ideas of liberty as you can get away with and still get reelected.
So there are government positions that you can have, and there are government politician positions that you can have where you don't have to violate the NAP in order to do your job.
That's the non-aggression principle.
If a job requires you to initiate force, then you should not take that job. I mean, there's no amount of aggression that's acceptable because it's for the... I mean, your argument can be used to justify the state. There's no amount of aggression that's acceptable in order to promote some greater good.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we've got quite the spectrum here of opinions on this. Melanie says no libertarian should ever be a cop ever because it's immoral. Mark says, well, we're better off having libertarian cops than total authoritarian cops, so why not? And I got to say, I lean more towards you on this, Mark, because it's more of a realistic perspective. We're saddled with the state. It's not something that's going to disappear tomorrow as much as I might like it to. As much as if I would, you know, were given the magical button to press it and get rid of the state, I would do it. But that's not going to happen. The reality is we have to convince people to reject the idea of the state.
Which is easier to probably do if you're not wearing a police uniform. Hello, people. I'm a cop. Please reject the ideas of the state.
Well, actually, I think there's a lot to be said for a cop who goes into a political hearing and testifies against, let's say, the war on drugs.
Right. So there are political positions that you can move forward as a cop.
Yeah.
Especially as
there's
a police
value there, though.
But that is a completely different thing than bringing the ideas of liberty to people.
No.
So how much aggression is it okay to commit in order to maintain this position?
I don't think it's okay to commit aggression. So I'm with you on the morality question. I'm not okay with that. But I'm in the real world understanding that right now people believe in the state. I want that to change, but it's not going to change overnight. We'll be lucky if it changes within our lifetime.
I mean, so are you in making the meantime, a lifeboat argument? Because
no, I'm saying in the meantime, there are going to be people who call themselves the police. They are going to enforce these stupid laws passed by politicians. But I would agree with Mark that if there are more of these people who are enforcing fewer laws and enforcing the ones that actually have victims instead of the ones that don't, then I think that puts us in a better position generally.
But it's not physically possible to be a cop and also only enforce crimes with victims.
It may not be completely possible, but once you get past the initial training phase and you've basically gotten to the point where you can't get fired, then you can cut down significantly on your enforcement of victimless crimes.
Okay, but then you're saying that there's an amount of aggression that you're willing to tolerate for the greater good. How is that different than a state?
I'm not saying I'm happy about it. I'm just saying that's reality.
But you're saying it's the pragmatic approach that you're willing to tolerate.
Well, we understand what world we live in today.
I tolerate the full-on aggression because I'm not doing anything about it. I'm not going and scattering
you
nails.
You are doing things about
it. I'm speaking out against it, but I'm not going scattering nails underneath a bear cat. You know, I'm not lighting buildings on fire.
Bear cats have solid rubber tires.
You have physically interfered with the cops in the past, though. So
I have protested. I have interfered with government administration. That's absolutely true. I've done more than the average person, right? As far as, you know, I've done more than just complain. That much is true. But I'm not dedicating my entire life and throwing myself completely into the gears of the system in order to be crushed underneath it to
okay,
set an example every single day.
Between saying I do not at this point have the firepower to make the state completely go away. Versus
firepower is not going to make the state go away. I've got news for you.
Or whatever it is you
can use violence against the state, it's going to make
it
stronger. If you use violence against the state, they will absorb that and they will turn it back around against you and they will use you as the excuse as to why they need to exist.
Well, then that sounds like you don't have enough if there's still some of them left to do that. But whatever it is you think you need to get rid of the state,
you can go out and kill every state actor tomorrow and it won't end the state. It won't end the state because the state exists in people's minds. And even if you were to somehow do that, which of course is impossible, but even if you were to somehow have some sort of mass extermination of state agents, you're going to find other people becoming the state after that.
Okay, but
they're going to double down. They're going to say, my God, we're under attack. We need more bear cats.
Whatever
we need more MRAPs. We need more bombs.
Whatever it is that you think you need to completely dissolve the state, saying that you don't have that yet, therefore you can't do it, is different than saying it's therefore okay to be a cop.
I didn't say that it's okay to aggress. I just said that's what's happening, and I'd rather see Mark's position of less aggression, cops who are less likely to use violence against peaceful people. That can happen.
Then why can't we just let anarchists do that? Why do we have to advocate that anarchists and voluntarists become cops?
I didn't advocate that. We're coming up here in a moment. The toll-free number here is 855-453-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
You know, USA Radio News.
The president in prime time. Right now, President Trump announcing his pick to fill the slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Kennedy is retiring. It's a long shot, but for Democrats to take back the House and Senate in 2018, they're going to need to be supported by a key group of voters. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg with details.
For Democrats to take back the House and Senate in the 2018 midterm election, they're going to need that key vote from millennials. But are millennials in favor of a lot of the policies and ideas we're seeing from Democrats these days? Candace Owens is a spokesman for Turning Point USA. She says a lot of millennials don't recognize these Democrats.
The party is unrecognizable to many people, especially millennials. They've become violent. They've become extreme. And I think beyond that, they have really radical ideas. Altogether, we're talking about socialism as a platform, which has killed over 100 million people in the last 100 years. How can people say I'm a left anymore?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Want to remind you, if you are a cryptocurrency advocate, if you're an activist, if you're somebody who wants to see crypto get more adoption amongst average folks, we've come up with a pretty cool tool. It's called the Crypto Tip. You can go to CryptoTip.org. It is in beta. It is a public beta right now, and it works. So you can actually try this out. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can go and purchase as many of them as you want. You can print usually six per page. So, you know, you can get one, you can get six, you can get however many you want. And you can have it in the amount that you want. I recommend a higher value on this than, let's say, a buck or something like that. You know, shoot for five, ten if you can afford to do that. And then you give this out to a service provider. So, you know, you're getting your hair cut or you're, you know, out at dinner or something like that. And the server, you leave a nice cash tip. So, you know, leave a good cash tip if you got good service. And then leave your crypto tip on top of that. That way the server will take an interest, hopefully, in the crypto tip that you've left. So what happens if they don't cash in the tip? What happens if they don't collect the crypto that you've left for them? Well, it comes back to you.
Yeah, bounces back.
So you get to set the expiration date on this thing. You put in your crypto wallet address when you sign up for it, and then poof, it just comes right back to you, and you know it's yours again. So there's very little risk here to using these things. You don't just lose a bunch of cryptocurrency if the people you give these tips to don't actually activate them. And most people won't. You know, they don't know what it is or whatever. They
as
just
time
don't.
Goes by, I think more and more will. But yeah, they
now you're lucky to get, I think, 1 in 10, even here in Keene, New Hampshire, where crypto is relatively highly penetrated.
Think about this. If somebody left a little piece of paper on the table that said, if you go through these steps, you will get $5.
Right.
Some people are going to go through those steps, and some people aren't.
That's correct, which is why I do 10.
It doesn't even have to be crypto. It just whatever it is. Like, the more money it is, the more likely it is they'll go through the steps.
Right.
Because there's steps, and it's not easy. It's not something they've ever done. They've got to take time out of their busy day to figure out
how
to do it.
That's why I want to make it worth their while. That's why I want to shoot for, like, $10 at least. Some people are saying 20 is what you ought to do. But obviously, you should only do what you can afford to lose in this case. So if you're if you're an advocate, if you want more people to find out about crypto, this is a great way to do it. It's an excellent outreach tool, and it's free if you want to use it. It's not free in that it costs you nothing. But what I mean is there's no fee if you want to avoid the fee. So you can donate to the site if you want while you're buying these crypto tips or not. So you can choose to not donate, and then it's just the raw cost of whatever you put on the tips. Go to CryptoTip.org. You can try it out there at CryptoTip.org. It's currently only for Dash, but at some point we may add other cryptos to it in the future based on what people tell us they want, and once we get the system perfected and it's working really
well. Sounds like something that should go on the Dash network thing there. If they could come pre-charged with $5 or $10 tips, then imagine people would drop them all over the places for tips.
Yeah, if somebody wants to do that, then that's certainly something they can put forward. I think that would be hard to deal with, Mark, because the Dash people understandably want accountability when it comes to the Dash that's being spent from the Treasury, and there would be no way to have accountability for this because it'd just be like, oh, yeah, I printed out 1,000 of those crypto tips and handed them all out.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have any idea if they actually did those things and were just collecting them themselves.
So. Right.
That would be rife with fraud. Anyway, if you are wanting to check it out, go to CryptoTip.org. As we continue here, Melanie, let's talk about human sacrifice. Sounds like this has to be one of the topics I don't think we've ever covered here on Free Talk Live. We've talked about consensual cannibalism, but that's not the same thing.
Well, you know, most people don't give you that opportunity.
No, that's true. But somebody is.
We don't just usually randomly pick up topics. We
it's
talk about things that people did.
Yeah, it's not really in the news, human sacrifice, anymore.
So there is a person who is some type of scientist or archaeologist, or I'm not sure exactly what her qualifications are, but she did write and get this article at least accepted into a science journal.
What's her name?
Lizzie Wade.
Okay.
And she was writing about the Aztecs. And when you're writing about the Aztecs, you're going to write about a lot of murder because they were really good for that. And in the actual article she wrote, I feel like it kind of leans that way where she's kind of defending it, but she doesn't defend it outright. So I can't.
She's defending human sacrifice? Kind of?
Yeah. In the article itself, I can't really say. So the worst thing she says in the article itself.
Is it this woman, like, wearing these glasses, Lizzie Wade? Lizzie Wade?
Yes.
She is, according to this, at sciencemag.com. She is a contributing correspondent for Science, covers archaeology in Latin America for the magazine from her home in Mexico City. Graduated from Barnard College in 2008 with a degree in comparative literature. She studied translation theory at the National Autonomous University of Mexico as a Fulbright scholar. So she studied literature.
Okay, so I mean, and whether she's qualified as an archaeologist or not, kind of is beside the point of whether she should have said any of this. So in the article itself, I'll read this paragraph. Maybe I can't read this paragraph on the air. But she said,
Is it profane?
It's graphic violence.
No, that's, graphic violence should be okay.
It should be all right.
Parents, you're being warned. Graphic violence.
Go ahead.
Okay, so priests carried the body to another ritual space where they laid it face up, armed with years of practice, detailed anatomical knowledge, and some kind of blades, sharper than today's surgical...
Obsidian?
Yes.
Okay. This is a form of rock when it's
black,
chipped,
right?
Yeah, it's a black rock, and it's chipped. It is very, very sharp.
Mm, okay.
So they made clubs, flat clubs like cricket, like a cricket club.
Yeah.
But they'd line the sides of it with this obsidian, making effectively something like an axe or a blade.
Huh.
No thrusting blade, but a chopping blade.
Okay.
Okay, well, and then they describe in somewhat detail this decapitation after they were already stabbed to death, because they stabbed them to death through the heart first.
This was the Aztecs?
Yes.
Okay.
So then she describes that, and then she says, eventually, after months or years in the sun and rain, a skull would begin to fall to pieces, losing teeth and perhaps even its jaw. The priest would remove it to be fashioned into a mask and placed in an offering, or use mortar to add it to towers of skulls that flanked the, I'm not even going to try to, T-Z-O-M, whatever.
Creepy. Okay.
Some building. They had buildings of skulls, and they also had walls of skulls, so whichever one that is.
All right.
For the Aztecs, the larger cultural group to which the Mexicana belonged, these skulls were the seeds that would ensure the continued existence of humanity. They were a sign of life and regeneration, like the first flowers of spring.
That's a really strange thing to say.
Creepy thing to say about stabbing a bunch of people to death.
Right. The skull from a sacrifice is a symbol of life.
Yeah. And so... Huh? But you can make the argument, well, if you're supposed to be describing a society, you're describing what they believe. You don't necessarily agree with it. That's not how I would have phrased it, but I'm also not an archaeologist, so...
Okay.
I don't know that that's entirely damning, but...
Does she say more?
Yeah.
Offensive? Okay.
So then she says, but the Spanish conquistadors who marched into that city in 1519...
The Noctaclan?
I guess,
okay.
Saw them differently. For them, the skulls and the entire practice of human sacrifice invented the Mexicana's barbarism and justified laying waste to the city in 1521.
Yeah. These people sacrificed people, so we must slaughter them. Because that makes sense.
How many lives did they save by doing it?
By slaughtering a people?
Yeah. By slaughtering the leaders. They didn't go through and wipe out the poor people. They needed them to dig gold out of the mountains.
Great.
So.
Yeah. So whether or not the Spanish were good people or not is a separate issue. And if you're going around only stopping human sacrifice in areas that just happen to have a lot of gold, you're probably not a good guy.
Well, and how common was the sacrifice? Was it like every day?
Oh, no, this was... Have you seen any Aztec history at all?
No.
This was entirely rampant. This was a...
Like every day they're slaughtering
their
people? I don't
know about every day, but there was like massive hundreds of thousands of... It was,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, so is she going to defend this coming up?
Yes.
All right, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get into that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, coming up next...
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin.
Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free, join us here. Although, if you're already on the line, we're going to do our best to get you in here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. And if we get the chance, we'll finish up some thoughts on, because I want to hear more from this lady who's writing for Science Magazine about human sacrifice. You say that she's actually endorsing human sacrifice, Melanie.
Yeah, so she said some stuff outside of that that explicitly endorsed it.
So we're going to get to that coming up here, hopefully. But first, we got to go to the Big Loaf. I totally spaced his call. He's been holding on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Big Loaf.
Yo, how's it going, ladies and gents? So, anyways, I wanted to call about the El Paso incident where that dirty pig was waving a gun around at kids. I mean, it was disgusting.
I'm not familiar with this one. What happened?
There was an altercation where there was, relatively young teenagers and then some kids that looked like they could have been, like, you know, anywhere between 8 and 10. But anyways, cops trying to restrain one of the older kids. And for some reason, feels the need to start pointing his gun at some of the very young kids.
Wow.
Who were evidently too close for his comfort. And then he puts his gun back and starts waving the baton at them like he's going to, smack them around with that. I mean, another disgusting act by a pig. But I'm sort of kind of surprised to hear y'all justify, you know, these alleged libertarians that or cops, because, I mean, if you know a libertarian that's a cop, I can show you somebody that's not a libertarian, straight up. I mean, there is no excuse for any level of violence, period. And Melanie's absolutely right.
Aggression.
You put on that
There's
uniform.
Obviously an excuse for violence. Yeah, I mean, if your property's being invaded or your family's being harmed, there's an excuse for violence. So you're talking about an excuse for aggression. Go ahead.
Yeah, aggressive violence, right. And Melanie's absolutely right. You put on that uniform, you know exactly what you're communicating. You're communicating, I'm a cop, and you know everybody knows what that means.
Well, we knew a libertarian cop. He was on our show for a while. His name was Brad Jardis.
You know a cop. No, you know a cop. If he's still a cop, he's not a libertarian.
He's not a cop, actually. He quit his job. But
if you stop committing aggression, you're not forever barred from being a libertarian.
Right.
That's different than trying to do two things at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was, I think he would have described himself as a libertarian, and he was, pretty freedom-friendly while he was a cop, from what I understand.
Well,
I would go ahead and say that a libertarian is a broader tent than a voluntarist or something like that.
However, it shouldn't be, but that's your definition of it, Mark.
But also, you could hold a philosophy and understand that your job doesn't necessarily fit with the philosophy. I believe in freedom of speech, but I'm going to drop your butt if you use the F-bomb.
That's true. We have to.
So I guess it's technically true that you can, in your head, be an anarchist while also committing aggression for 40 to 50 hours a week. But we're talking about somebody who lives as an anarchist, voluntarist, whatever they, label they want to use.
Yeah, and there are Republicans out there that say they're about freedom, and then go on promoting socialist economy planning and boots on throats, right? I mean, just because you say you're something doesn't mean that you are,
well,
right?
Yeah, actions certainly speak louder than words, and if you have a cop who's claiming to be a libertarian, but they're going around enforcing victimless crime laws, then I'd say, yeah, that person's not really libertarian. But if that cop never writes a ticket for possession of cannabis, if that cop never writes a ticket for riding a bike without a helmet, if that cop is leaving peaceful people alone and only investigating violent criminals, I can't really say that person's not a libertarian.
I think you have to then go further and proactively, at a minimum, before I would even be willing to think about it, proactively walk up to every person who comes within your line of sight and say, just so you know, I am not going to be enforcing any victimless crimes today, regardless of what my uniform says, which is a completely impractical thing to do. No one's going to be able to do it, mm-hmm. But you have to overcome what you're communicating by putting on that uniform.
Well, I can tell you this. When we had the 420s happening regularly here in Keene, New Hampshire, in downtown Central Square, after we won the territory from the police by completely defeating them by going and smoking pot in their police station lobby without anybody being arrested, and the cops left us alone in Central Square for years after that, we saw cops all the time around Central Square, but they didn't come mess with us.
Okay, I'm not saying every cop is aggressing 24/7. The fact that they refrained from a particular aggression on a particular date does not mean...
Date after date after date after date. We beat them here in Keene, New Hampshire. In fact, we beat them so good, we even had what they called nightcaps. This was back when Pete Nadamo from Cop Block.
You can beat him bad or you can beat him well, but you can't beat him good.
Well, we did whatever. And we were out in Central Square at nighttime, not only openly smoking cannabis, but openly drinking from open containers. And as the cops would drive around Central Square, we would raise our beers up and yell at Keene police, like actually hollering at them, just so they knew that we were there, and they never even came over once.
Okay, but what do you think happened next week or next day when there was somebody smoking weed or drinking in public or some other petty crime by themselves without 150
people? Well, no doubt. Well, there weren't 150 people.
So that's someone standing down. Standing down is different than changing your philosophical alignment.
Well, I didn't say anybody changed their philosophical alignments. I was just, pointing out that just because there's a guy in a uniform doesn't mean it's necessarily a threat. Because we beat
them. I mean, no, but it is, right? When we, going back to the initial example, when a cop walks up in uniform and says, please, put on your seatbelt, you know what they're saying. They're saying, please put on your seatbelt or I will kill you, right? That is invariably what they're saying, right? Because if
in New Hampshire because it's legal
but
to
they
not did, wear a seatbelt.
Well, yeah, okay,
but
bad example.
But they have
example,
petty victimless crimes in New Hampshire.
Sure.
Just because they don't have that one.
Yeah, I think we all know that there's violence that backs every police threat. I mean, that's part of the whole thing.
So again, going back to Melanie's point, what's your point, though? She went out. My point is exactly what I'm saying is that cops, when they dress like cops, inherently are communicating a threat because everybody knows what cops do. And let's not play around like, there's some magical cop that somehow fits this crazy condition where one could be a police officer but somehow not find themselves aggressing as part of their daily routine, right?
All right, so
thank you for the call tonight, Big Loaf. I appreciate it. Good, Mark.
Well, I mean, I was going to talk to him, not to you.
There's more people to talk to here.
Yeah, let's take him then.
Did you not want to make whatever point you were going to make?
Well, you know, it's easy to stand on one side of the issue and say cops are always bad because cops have a job of being the aggressive force of the state. Yeah, granted. But in the, you know, in the real world where we have cops, would you prefer those cops to understand the ideas of liberty and be bound by their word to those ideas? I mean, it's just their word, but they're bound by something or not.
Yep, I'd prefer the former. Let's go to Lee listening in Vermont to LRN.fm. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, so just real quick, there's a category that you don't seem to be recognizing called hypocritical libertarian, mm-hmm. where you believe a thing, but you act in a different way. That makes you a hypocrite in spite of... anyway,
oh, there's plenty of libertarians that fit into that category. There's a good chunk of them.
Just one quick question. Since you got into human sacrifice, if there's a government that spends the lives of their citizens, how is that different from human sacrifice?
Great question. Great question. You're referring to like the military, for instance.
Yeah, if you you know, spend lives in the faithful pursuit of crushing communism or something like that, what's the difference? Well, I suppose the randomness of the death, you know.
There's not much of a difference, though. I totally see his point.
Yeah, you just have to listen to Guns N' Roses' Civil War, and you'll get that point made to you.
All right. Is there more that you can share from this lady who's supposedly going to defend the act of human sacrifice in the Aztecs?
Yeah, so I'll just read the first couple of her tweets. She had a really long tweet thread in response to this. She said, "Thanks for reading and sharing my story on that city. The wreck where the skulls of the sacrifice were displayed. But it's time for a discussion on why this practice was not horrific or loaded with evil, as some of you have
was
said."
Was not horrific?
Yes.
Okay.
Or loaded with evil. Cultures all over the world practice human sacrifice, and their reasons varied. Some offered people in times of environmental stress.
Yep.
Some when a ruler died. Some ritually killed captives. More on that, and she posts this link. The Mexicana, like many, I don't know how to say that, cultures, believed that without human sacrifice, the sun would stop rising and the world would end. They saw the skulls on that wall as seeds they planted to ensure the existence of future generations of people.
So because they were insane, that makes it okay?
Yeah, so because somebody at some point, and she almost treats it, she has like, it's a really long feed, but she almost treats it as if it's true. And so therefore, it's okay to torture people to death, because if you don't, clearly the sun won't rise the next day.
So the Spanish,
or at least if that's what you believe, then it's okay.
The Spanish Inquisition is acceptable because they felt like their Christian way of life was threatened by the Jews and the Muslims. So wholesale slaughter and genocide, okay. By this reason.
Well, no, because she's a leftist moral relativist.
I know. That's why you throw the Spanish Inquisition at the leftists.
All right. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.